today's shir is going to be Le'u Nishmas Bracha Leah Bas
Bracha
Kittel Bas says
Zev Wolf.
So we're going to start over. Yesterday we started this Gemara a little bit. We're on Dalet Amud Beis. Sechas Makas. We're going to go back a little bit just to start in the beginning of the Gemara. So now, the Gemara says the following. Ika, we're now holding now 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the top, the last word of the line. Ika, there are those that matnila lahadu ula, that they taught this halacha of ula aha on the following. Meaning this ula really is not so connected to our Mstachas Makas. We're saying this, we're bringing ula, since we brought ula on the last sugya, that he said the words, Amar ula, governor of Maitse Shemra. So we're bringing it entirely, it's really a different sugya. We're just saying other people recorded this one line of ula on an entirely different topic.
But what's a shemra?
Line. Ula, this one line of ula, which is on the fourth line of our Gemara. Amar ula, gamra, mimutzi shemra. Those six words, he's saying, it wasn't said on our topic. Those six words were said on an entirely different topic, which our Gemara is going to quote later on, the same exact words. Amar Ula Gamar Moitzi Shemra, for a different topic entirely. That's okay, man. It's recorded a whole different. Ula was saying a whole different, talking the same words on a whole different topic. Happens to fit in also.
And so, according to those who hold that he spoke about it elsewhere, they don't have a resolution to the.
No, they don't have a pshat for this. Come on.
We have a blank for Rabbi Meir.
Right. Now. That's what come in. True. Good. So again, say Ika. There are those that matni that they taught Laha this. The ula, that ula, meaning this quote that we're bringing from ula. Aha, on this, meaning on the following sugya, on the following topic, not on the other topic. The Tanya, we learned that in Braisa, regarding Hilchas Pesach, what does the Torah say? The Torah says the following. We know the Korah Pesach, you're supposed to eat the Korah Pesach until Chatzot, until midnight. Once it got midnight, you can't eat the Korah Pesach anymore. Right? Now, what's the halacha? Now, if you left it over till the morning, it's Issa Deraisa to leave it over till the morning. You're supposed to eat all the Karan Pesach you can. Give it out. That's why usually when you make a Karan Pesach originally, you make it enough in the group that you that every person should get a kazayis, maybe a little more, not too much. You estimate how many people should be part of your chabur, your group, so you shouldn't have leftover. So you shouldn't get into this issue, right?
But everyone in the group has to be registered beforehand.
Everyone in the group has to be registered.
So you know how many people there are, and you can estimate, you know, how many kilos of meat you're going to get.
Good.
The only problem is if you had a fat lamb, and you get that, it's the meat.
Each one, you're estimating all of the, each one takes a lamb, so you already know which lamb you're dealing with, so you know how much it weighs and how many people you have.
Fine, very good. So what is this there? The Tani, we looked at the rice. But the Tiru Mimenu Ad Boker, do not leave, this is, we're quoting a pasuk from Shemot Parakir Beit. What did it say? Do not leave over the Karan Pesach Mimenu from it for the Karan Pesach Ad Boker until the morning. Vahanotar Mimenu Ad Boker. What notar means one who left over. One who left over from it until the morning, Begomer means, that Begomer means Begomer, means and finish the Pasuk. English you would say, etc. So now what does the Pasuk say? What does the Pasuk end off? The Pasuk says, look at the fancy Gemara, it's going to be Pasuk Beis, the Sa'u Gemara. It says, Vahanotar Mimenu Ad Boker, Ba'eshesok will burn. Meaning it's like this. Don't leave it over till the morning. Make sure to eat everything at night. But if you left it over, then the mitzvah of the rice is to burn it. And of course you can't burn it on the first day of Yom Tov because you're not going to make a fire unnecessarily on Yom Tov. You burn it the second day. You'll burn it after Yom Tov. You'll burn it the second day of Pesach, you'll burn it. So it says, if you left it over, you have to burn it.
So good? You have a mitzvah lo taseh and a mitzvah taseh.
Ba zak, let's see the Gemara. Ba hakatu, hakatu v'liten aseh. The pasuk came to give us, and I say, a positive commandment to burn it. Achar, lo sasei, lama tafas, lo sasei. The Torah came and did me a favor and gave me a positive commandment after the negative commandment. Lomar, to tell me. She'ein lokin alav, that you don't get malchus, tibrei, Rabbi Yehuda. That's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda said like this. If a person, we know that it's a deraisa, you're not supposed to leave over Karan Pesach. Let's say a person did leave over some of the animal for the Karan Pesach, some of the meat. Then, The Torah tells you to burn it. After Pesach, after the first day of Pesach, Matzah Yom Tov, go burn the current Pesach. Go burn the extra. So the Torah gave me a positive commandment after a negative commandment. To teach me what? What was the point? To tell me you don't get malchus. Because to teach me you're fixing up what you messed up. And let's see the Rashi. Rashi explains it over here. The last white line of Rashi. What does it say? The last word of the line. Lomar to tell us, She'en lokin alav. You don't get lashes for this, for leaving over. Why? She'aseh ha'amor achar of the aseh, the positive commandment, which the Torah said after it, after the negative commandment. Takarato, it's a rectification. The kaparato, this is the kapara, this is the atonement. Al averot alav, on the transgression of the law. On the transgression of the negative commandment. By Torah giving me a positive commandment, after the negative commandment, it's teaching me that that's the way you fix up the negative commandment. You can do tshuva, and therefore, you don't even deserve malchus anymore. Usually when someone transgresses a negative commandment, they get lashes, right? But over here, since you fixed it up by doing the positive commandment, you don't get lashes. That's what...
Is that supporting the hachmi?
So that is...
Is that Rabbi Meir?
That's Rabbi Yehuda. No, so we're not going back to... Now we're in a new topic. We're not connecting.
The whole form of Pesach is completely different. Not supported. It is for
him. Yeah, well, it's not connected. Good. So that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, why does someone not get lashes? Because I say after a lesson. So since the Torah tells you to fix it up, that's why there's no lashes. Good. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see the next sheet, though. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, no. Lo min Hashem Huzeh. This is not like the name, meaning this is not the real reason.
But this Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana.
It's Rabbi Yehuda Tana. Yeah, bringing down Machlokes Tana. Bringing down a Braisa. This is recording a Braisa. Right now, it's he's speaking. Right now, we're in the Braisa right now. Right now, we're in the Braisa. That's Rabbi Yehuda.
This is all one Braisa.
It's a Braisa. We're in the Braisa now. We start off the Tana. We start off the Tana. That's Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa. Coming. We're still in Tana. We're the Kiva over.
I know.
Rabbi Kiva says, Lo min Hashem, who said, this is not the reason. So why is there, what's the reason someone who leaves over a car and pays off does not get lashes? Elamishum, rather, they have a lay, Dalad Elamis, they have a lay, there is to it, I mean, there is in this case, lav she'ein bo maisa. This scenario of a lav, a negative commandment without action, right? And we know the rule is, the chol lav she'ein bo maisa, any negative commandment which does not have an action, ein lokin alav, you do not get malchus. That's the rule. The rule is, and we know the rule is, that on a lav, you get malchus, you get lashes. Someone who transgresses a negative commandment gets lashes. That rule is only in a case where there is an action. In this case, there's no action, because you were just sitting back, and you left your Karma Pesach on in the fridge. You didn't do anything. So anytime you transgress a negative commandment, just by being passive, there's no malchus. In order to earn malchus, you have to actually do actively go against the Torah with the action. That's this rule.
According to the words, it seems like it's saying that the pasuk is brought. The pasuk brings the I say after Loisa said to teach you to say, and Rabbi Yehuda saying he learns out a cloud from both of these psukim together.
Is what pasuk?
That's
which two psukim?
The one pasuk, the Loimar is coming to say that this is here to teach you this cloud. Because this is brought, Rabbi Yehuda teaches this cloud. But by Rabbi Akiva, it says, Loi min Hashem Huzeh, meaning it's not brought for this reason. Ella, and the Ella is not arguing on why this why we have an ice after Loisa said. The Ella is arguing on why you give Makos. Why you give Makos. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, it seems like the Makos here is what's the reason for giving Makos. And according to the introduction over here, Boy Kasov and Leymar, it seems like they're arguing about what's the reason why this why you have this pasuk that brings you an Isa followed by Loisa. So I don't know how to read this. Boy Kasov.
The pasuk is coming for the same thing. Every time it's coming, they have to be on the same wavelength.
Hey, what are they arguing about? Right, exactly.
They are arguing. So,
so what are they arguing?
So must be you understood a little wrong. It means that they're both coming to tell you why you don't get malchus.
So that's what they're arguing.
They're both coming
for different reasons.
Yeah, each for different reasons.
So how do you read this Boyakos of
Leymar? Similar, but the Kaz came to teach me that since you have the Asay after the Leysa Asay, Therefore, there's no malchus. The reason why is there no malchus? Because
it's to teach me
this rule that whenever you have to teach me that in this scenario, first of all, I don't know, there's more than anything about rules here. We're just talking about this, we're saying simple in this scenario. To teach me that in this case, the Asay will rectify the list of say, that's how Rashi explained it. The Asay, right, and therefore you don't get malchus.
No, but I don't think that's the problem. The problem is that the next word which says when Rabbi Akiva comes to challenge, he comes to challenge. His challenge begins against that pasuk. No, you're wrong. That pasuk doesn't come to say that.
That's not what he says. That's not what he's saying. It's not what he's saying. He's not saying. Loy min Hashem. It's not Rashi. It's not for this reason. The reason why you don't get malchus is not for your reason. That's it. Loy min Hashem. The Rashi. The way Rashi over here is. What is Rashi? You see the Rashi right now. What does Rashi say? Let's see Rashi. 1, 2, 3. The fourth narrow line in Rashi. Right. So Rabbi Akiva told him the reason why you don't get malchus is not because of your reason. Let's see Rashi. This is not the main reason why you don't get malchus. What you're saying could be true. Your concept is true. But this is not the main reason over here why you don't get malchus. So I have a different rule already to tell me you don't get malchus. Meaning, this is not the main reason why over here you don't get malchus, because it's a lav shenitik la'asei. Ain't lokal. Not because of your reason that you told me a lav, which comes to after that say, that which is basically sweetened and fixed up by connected by a say in local love. Ella, rather, what is the real reason? If they ma, why? Because of what? Hamosir, someone who does no sir, who leaves over in a lotin. Safi, because she will love shame by myself, because I love shame by myself. So, according to Rashi, if he is telling Rabbi Huda, your idea is true. I'm not arguing your idea. Your concept is true that a say that comes after a lot, say doesn't get malchus. But over here, I don't need to come on to that. I have a better reason, right? Because it's coming like this. Rabbi Huda is saying like this. Really, in this scenario, you should get malchus. You should get malchus. You transgress the law. Because you transgress the law. But the reason you don't get malchus is because I have assay coming afterwards. That's Rabbi Huda. One second. That's Rabbi Huda. Kamer Rikimah says, you don't have to come on to that. I have a better reason over here. Because your law itself didn't.
What's in that action?
Have an action, and therefore it doesn't get malchus. You know, Rehud is saying, I have a law which really deserves malchus. I have a law which deserves malchus. So why don't I get malchus? So the Torah gave me a say to fix it. That's what Rehud is saying. The Akiva says, you don't have to come out to fixing. Over here, you don't have a problem.
Has to give this
what's the indication that that one's a better reason?
You don't start. You're telling me you have a law here. And I need to fix it. You're wrong. You don't even have a lav. Your lav never got you to get malchus in this case. I'm telling you, you don't start. You don't have to come onto your reason. You didn't sound better. Rashi says, lav ikra, it's what you're saying is true. That's not the main reason over here why you don't get lashes. It's because your lav didn't, you know, that's, you didn't, it didn't get you to get malchus. This lav didn't equal malchus. Saying, you're telling me this lav really needs malchus, but I have a different reason. The assay comes after to fix it. Saying, your lav didn't get you malchus in this case, since this law didn't have an action in the first place, so that's why you don't get malchus.
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
That Rabbi Yehuda says like this again. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. Rabbi Yehuda said, "I have a law here which really should give you malchus, right? Well, so why don't you get lashed in this case? Because the Torah gives you a safe, positive command to rectify." Come Rabbi Akiva and says, "I don't need that because over here I don't even think your law should give you malchus altogether because this law didn't have an action." I mean, you're like, tell me I have a lab, I have a problem, so you need to fix up my problem. You don't have a problem over here.
So, and then Rabbi Akiva's words, Lomin Hashem Huzeh, it didn't come to teach you this.
What do you?
It didn't need to.
Good, that's what Rashi said. That's what Rashi said. Ain ze ikr svar. I mean, this is not the logic. Amen Hashem, correct. That's where Rashi comes to help you. Look at Rashi, look at Rashi. So look at Rashi. Rashi explained.
Number one reason.
Rabbi Akiva's just saying, you don't have to even go there.
It's so simple.
It's from the very beginning.
Right. Nachon. Reuven is asking, it sounds like your shot is wrong. For the words of where it would sound, Rashi says explicitly what it means. I'm saying Rashi. Rashi says, ain't that ikr. Rashi says very carefully. Ain't times that ikr. This is not the main reason. What you're saying is true, but I don't need it. I don't have to come on to it. There's not the main reason that it's a law of the Nitzchalas say. I'd rather have a better reason. That's Rashi says very clearly. Go to Rashi, takes care of your problem.
This is...
what?
Okay, never mind.
Fine.
I'm
going to
have this
going,
so
it's
bigger than the
Good? Fine. So it comes out now, what I'm saying, what now? So let's see the Gemara further. Michlal, so we understand from here, right? To Rabbi Yehuda Savar, quote Rabbi Yehuda holds, Lav she'en bo maisa, lav without an action. Lokin alav, you do get malchus on.
Against recipe.
Michlal, we understand from him, meaning we understand from Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. To Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds that alav she'en bo maisa, alav without an action, lokin alav, you do get malchus. Meaning, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to tell me the reason why you don't get malchus is because the asay came after to take away your lav? Must be, he understood, your lav alone will give you malchus. But again, according to Rabbi Akiva, why do you get malchus? According to Rabbi Akiva, because the lav without an action, simple, right? But Rabbi Huda, that's not a good reason. He sounds like he held, even though it's a lav without an action, you still get malchus. So why don't you get malchus here? For I had to come up to a new reason, because the asay fixes it, right? According to Rehuda, Rehuda's holding, you do have a problem with the lav here. The lav would get you malchus, right? But your asay afterwards fixes it. That means when you were in the world in this lav over here, you still got malchus, you still got lashes for this lav. That's what comes out, right? Meaning, because why does it come out to a new reason? If Rehuda held that a lav without an action doesn't get malchus, so finished. The reason why you don't get malchus is because it's a lav without an action. So why do you have to come out to a new reason? Must be because he holds a lot of that action does get malchus. So he needs to come up to a new reason why you don't get malchus, because that say fixes it up.
We can't hold that Rabbi Yehuda just has a different reason. You would have to hold Rabbi Akiva's reason.
Yeah, because why are you coming up to new reasons? Yeah, why are you coming up to a new reason?
That's what about, because he just learns that from the passage.
When he's learned that from the passage.
The question is,
it doesn't make sense. Why would you see
I
that?
I have to go with your Ikaron, and I can't go with my reason.
Because it comes first. In logic, it comes first. Meaning, you're telling me, you're saying I'm really messed up, but don't worry, you can fix it with asay. Good? You say you really did a lot, but you won't get malchus. You know why? Because of the asay is going to fix it up. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying.
But if Rabbi Akiva can hold two reasons, Rabbi Akiva says, you're right, there's two reasons.
But you wouldn't say,
and I say this one's the Ikar.
That doesn't make sense to say, it doesn't make any sense, because I'm already in step one. You can't jump, you don't need step two if you already knock me out by step one. It doesn't make makes no sense. It doesn't make sense to do such a thing.
Rabbi Akiva.
Doesn't make sense. You don't talk like it. If you already
can't argue on when he drushed out the Alav She'en Bo Maaseh. Maaseh Tov, that's a drusha.
It's not a drusha, it's a rule.
I've got a passage here.
No, that's a stam rule. You don't need it. What do you mean? It's simple.
You can't argue on the strength of the rules.
No, because it's not a shredder rule. If it's step one, you cannot tell me why you don't get mad, because why you have to tell me in step two? You like this. If you tell me like this, why don't you get mocked in this case, right? So either you can tell me there's no lav here. Your lav didn't get you. This doesn't get you mocked. You can do a lav with an action, right? But that's one simple rule, right? Which is a true rule, right?
That's a true rule, and I've got another true rule that says I say that.
But you don't have to come on to it. But if you already stopped me with step one, you don't have to come on to it. It makes no sense. Must be you don't hold to the rule number one. I mean, must be you don't hold to it.
Okay.
Meaning, like the Yehuda says, a lav without action, he holds, gets malchus, right? It gets malchus. So why don't you get malchus here? For a new reason, that the asay fixes it up. Good?
Not just lav she'en bo maaseh, right.
Even though the lav without action, you still get malchus. So why are you here doing it? I must come on to a new reason, that asay fixes it up. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Chazon Rikiva says, no, stop you on your tracks. The reason we're here why you don't get malchus is because you did a lot without action.
And that we learned that Rabbi Yehuda must have said that you do get hit with a lot of
Rabbi Yehuda has to come on to, he's already in stage two trying to figure out why he didn't get malchus. Means in stage one with the lav, he holds you still do get malchus.
And we have to figure out how he learned that.
Oh, so now how did he learn? Good. So let's see the Gemara inside again. Michla, then stand from here. Rabbi Yehuda Savai, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Lav she'en bo maaseh, the lav without action. Look and love, you do get malchus on it. So the Gemara asks, minale, where does he know this from? What's his source that a lav without action gets malchus? How do you know such a thing? Minale. So Amar Ula says, Gamar Mitzvah Shemra. We learn it out from the halacha of Mitzvah Shemra. So this line of Amar Ula, Gamar Mitzvah Shemra, was like a cut and paste. You thought Ula was telling you on the last sugya. No, Ula is saying this on this sugya. I mean, the whole Ula wasn't talking about your last topic. The whole Ula was coming for this topic. He was in the world of a case of a law without an action. How do you know a law without an action does not, how do you know a law without action does get mal? So Amr Ula, Gavim Motzi Shemra. We learned it from Motzi Shemra. The Ma Motzi Shemra, Lav Sheimba Maisa. Look at Allah. Just like Motzi Shemra is a law without an action, you still get malchus. So Af Kol, so to every case, lot of a lav she'in ma'isa. Look enough, also you get malchus. So Ula learned it from Motzi Shemra. What was the story about Motzi Shemra? Motzi Shemra, did this man who's trying to accuse this lady, did he do any action?
No.
He did an action?
Words.
He did words, he didn't do an action. This man came to Beth and he said, this girl, she's messed up, he didn't do any action. And still the Torah says, she gets malchus.
He gets
it. Still, he gets malchus. So it must be, we see. And it's the merit. So it must be that even though he did a lot without an action, you can still get malchus. That's the source, right?
Well, the action, the fact that he was.
What if they just learned from Moshe on that? Why are you telling me this whole thing? Well, it's a shemra, it's a special case. Why didn't you just learn from
Moshe? Exactly, why it's amazing, amazing. Why is it showing different bases?
Why didn't you learn from Moshe?
You learned from Moshe and Mabaisa. Why haven't you learned from Moshe and Mabaisa from Moshe on that?
No, so Moshe, you don't get malchus. We said Lozani,
you
don't get
malchus.
No, you do.
We said Mara does based on the base. First, it's not because of Lozani. It's because the Torah said over here you get malchus. Not we said based on the base. The first word line. Not because Lozani. Mara says straight out. The Mara is based on the base. The first word line.
I'm saying straight.
Not because Lozani. You know what the Torah said? You don't get malchus for Lozani. It's also because of Lavshin Mamaisa. The Mara based on the base. The first word line asks. The first word line said, "Oh, you should get malchus for Lozani." Mara said, "It's the Lav Mishum Shahavalei Lavshin Mamaisa." But Chol Lav Shem Amaisa ain't looking on the same rule. You don't get Malchus for Lysana. That was a special case.
Why so we fall back on Malchus?
For a different reason. We brought a whole pasuk.
Not for
not Lysana. Where is it? It was, we brought a whole pasuk over here.
The last time
we brought a whole pasuk.
It's a case of law.
Yeah. We brought the sequence of Tali, Vishurus, or Russia. We brought a whole different pasuk over there. The Gemara said over here also. For Lysana, you don't get Malchus. And in this case, over here, where this guy accused this lady, it's not because of Lysana. It's a special prescription for this guy, that story of Matsu Shemra, you get Malchus and Mammon. Special prescription, not because of Lozana. Lozana doesn't get you Malchus for the same reason. It's a law without an action. And any law without an action, we hold.
How can you learn out from a special prescription of Lav Shem B'maisa?
What?
How can you learn out from Matsu Shemra, Lav Shem B'maisa? Special prescription.
No, for every other case where there's Lav Shem B'maisa.
Right.
So the Mar's going to answer that. That's the Mar's third. You said the Mar's third. The Gemara is going to say, we see here it's a very different case because it's Malchus and Mammon is different. The Gemara, in a way, says your answer. That we see from the fact you have Mammon also, it's a whole special case, and therefore, you can't learn. That's the Gemara's answer. Good. The Gemara is saying it's Malchus here and Mammon, it's a whole different weird case, you can't get Malchus. That's basically just the Gemara's answer, what you said. So again, the Gemara wants to ask, learn, a Lav Shem Amaisa should be from Motzi Shemra. Right? The Gemara is saying, learn from Motzi Shemra. In the story of Motzi Shemra, the guy did not do an action. So if he didn't do an action, you should not get Malchus. So my answer is no, you can't learn from there. Mala Motzi Shemra, what is by the case of Motzi Shemra? She can look at Umashal. We see this is a special case. Because we see you're getting Malchus and you're paying over there. So the fact that you get Malchus and you get Mammon over there shows me it's a special case. I mean like this. If it would have just said over there you just get Malchus, right? You'd be right. If it just said you get Malchus, I'll tell you, that's a normal case. So learn out from that case to all over that that's Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. So you want to say like Rabbi Yehuda. Learn that to all over from that case. Alav Shem Amaisa gets Malchus, that's Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Good? Mm-hmm. Then why is it that's a special case? Because we know over there you're going against another rule also. We know from our Mishnah, right, that you according to the Rabbanan at least, right, we're going to the world of the Rabbanan, you never get two punishments for one action. And still in that case, we see by Mr. Shemar, we make the guy pay, like we said yesterday, and get Malchus. Right? So we see that case is a special case. We're very strict over there. So there also, you get paid for doing a law without an action. But all other cases, a law without an action, you don't get lashes. So again, we said to Yehuda, what's your source? A law without an action gets Malchus. He told him Mr. Shemar. He said, hold on, you can't bring your proofs on Mr. Shemar. The case of Mr. Shemar is a very different case. The case of Motzi Shemra, it's a whole different world. The case of Motzi Shemra, we see, we're giving you Malchus, that moment, it's a strict case. So there also, you give a lashes, even though it's no action. So don't bring me any proofs from Motzi Shemra. That's the Gemara's answer. So right now we're still stuck. You want to know what's Rabbi Yehuda's source that you get a malchus and a law without action.
And then would that answer up for Rabbi Meir? Right now we have a big space for why is Rabbi Meir holding our Mishnah. We have a big hole. Why is Rabbi Meir holding two punishments? I mean, it says two pasuks, but
then why that's yesterday? Why we said you can't do that? That's you said yesterday. It's happening. You can't do that. Mara had a Havamina to save him with Yishev. You're asking the Gemara's question. The Gemara said we can't. That was yesterday. We said it yesterday. There's a top of the Amaz with your question. Why can't the source for a mayor be from what's Yishev? The Gemara answered you can't learn.
I understand, but is Rabbi Yehuda then coming to answer up for Rabbi Meir?
No, he's not coming to answer
up. We need an answer for Rabbi Meir.
Fine, but
if we answer Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda is coming to get a Lashayim Bo Maisa gets Mahapus, is that answering up for
No, we have a different answer for a mayor. We answered anyway.
We don't have an answer for Rabbi
Meir. We do the Gemara before. Yes, this Gemara, we do have an answer. Mara says, Yehuda could be Kiva, it's a Knaf, you can learn it from Mazi Shemer because it's a Knaf. Remain Lundra with the Shemer. You have to go learn from Moshe. It's not a problem. That's where Gemara comes out. That's according to why we said yesterday. That's what comes out. Remei learns from Moshe Shemra, and he also is a Knas, which is like Zom is a Knas, Moshe is a Knas, and everything's beautiful. Good, fine. Fine, so where are we up to the Gemara? So we said we have Mashiach Gelukum Mashallah. Fine, so where are we holding the Gemara right now? What's going on in the Gemara right now? Right now, we're saying that what did Ula come to do? What was Ula's agenda? Ula, what was he saying he should learn a halacha from Mitzvah Shemra? For this halacha. That how does Rabbi Yehuda know that if you do a negative commandment that does not have an action, how do you know there's no lashes? He learned it from it, so he wanted to say, how does he know there is lashes? We wanted to say he learned it from Mitzvah Shemra. So look by the case where the man puts a bad name on this lady, and Allah over there is the man gets lashes, and even though he didn't do an action, he just did a speech. So to any other case where there's no action, you still get lashes. Good?
There he's got a
passage
that the Torah says you give lashes, and the other ones
which is
trying to learn
out
of
lashes. Fine. Right. So just like over there, the Torah teaches you give lashes, even though you didn't give an action.
We had a specific Torah passage to tell me that.
Now, that's how always work. We're learning from. So we see we have a matzah. So we're learning out the whole case where there's no
passage. There's no specific punishment. We're learning out lashes from.
No, we know what's happening. Stop. We know that halacha, every lav gets lashes. That we know. That's not what we're trying to learn. The halacha, every lav, if you do a lav, gets lashes. That we know. If you do a negative command, you get lashes. Right? We're trying to figure out, but we thought that there's an exception to the rule. If there's no action, then there's an exception to the rule, and you don't get lashes. That's what Rabbi Kiva wants. Come and read this and says, no, I hold this rule applies everywhere. And I'll even prove it to you. I'll show you a case of Motzei Shemra. Right? This rule applies even when there's no action. Right? We have a rule, every lav you do a negative commandment, you get malchus. Rabbi Kiva and says, no, it's only if you did an action. If there's no action, there's no malchus. The rule doesn't apply. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll prove to you it always applies. From Motzei Shemra.
Motzei Shemra has a passage which proves why it applies, because without that passage, maybe it wouldn't apply.
But what's that? Before you have to bring a better proof of that. Meaning why? We always learn math. One of the 13 ways you learn, you learn to compare. I'm comparing my kids. I have no pasuk from your kids. You have a pasuk. I'm learning that from you. I'm making a matzah. Do it all the time. I'm learning my kids because it's similar. I have the same halacha of Allah. I did a negative command without an action. The Torah doesn't have to say everything every time. It teaches me one time. So Allah with that action gets mocked, and then you know for the rest of the Torah.
Then you can't say that the case that Torah specified is different than...
If they give me a reason. Yeah, give me a reason why. If you give me a reason, show me a difference, I'll agree to you. Show me why that law without an action is different than the case of... Show me what was... That was a testimony invested. A law without an action. And we see you get mocked. I have another case of what's your shame, Rah. So I have another case of leaving over my carpet. Allah says, without an action. Also, I want to compare it. Also, you shouldn't get mocked. I left over my carpet. Now, if you want to show me a difference, you have to prove to me a difference. So the Gemara says, oh, over there it's different, because I see it very strict. So you give malchus and mammon, even though usually you never give malchus and mammon, you have to give me a difference. The minute you're giving the tiniest difference, you can't learn it anymore.
You can't compare.
Good? think about it.
What's bothering me, I have seen places in where the answer has been, you're right, it would have held that way, but because we've got a pasuk here telling me that I need to do it, so I have to follow the pasuk. You're right, but this is the general rule. But because the pasuk says otherwise, I have to follow the pasuk.
That would be true for my teshemer. But he's trying to pull the rule over here. Here's the Mitzvah, I'm trying to pull the rule out of my teshemer. We want to build the rule off of my teshemer.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Here you could say, how can you pull the rule from Matsi Shemra, where Matsi Shemra you have a pasuk, and everyone else...
Well, the Gemara don't do that. If you have a, that's not the reason to have a pasuk. The Gemara do something else. Fine, I'm saying not the way I'm understanding. I don't think that's the Gemara's rule. This is your last... I say this is a regular. The Gemara does this. I mean, if we have not understanding what you're saying. Fine. So right now, what are we trying to figure out? We're still trying to figure out from Yehuda, how in the world is Rabbi Yehuda going to hold? What's Rabbi Yehuda's source that a lav without an action still, yes, gets malchus? He wants to say, even though you didn't do an action, you didn't do something so bad, you get malchus. So what's the source? So we need a source now. Ella, rather means we fall off of your last drop from a tishema. Rather, I need a new source. Amrish Lakish, gomer me'edim zavim. I'm going to learn it from halacha of edim zavim. What do we see by edim zavim? At my edim zavim, just like by every case of edim zavim, lav she'en b'maisa, it's a lav without an action. And still locate a love, right? Like we learned our whole first daf, right? Which we spent almost a month on. What's halacha? In certain cases where we can't do the regular kasher zama, what do we do? You can't do, we give them halkos. And even though, when what's Edom Zorman? Did you do, did the Edom do an action?
It's not just action. There's no action.
It wasn't an action. It was words, but it wasn't an action. By Edom Zorman, they went and they said, this guy did plenty O's, we have plenty divorces, why is it Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz? Right? In the Mishnah, we still said you get malchus. So we did, the Edom did it to action. And still we said we give them malchus. Right? Afko lav she'en b'maisa. So through every scenario of a lav without an action, look at a lav, you should get malchus. So we have our case, which our whole daf base, right? That we said over there, like every case of Edom Zomim, which we can't carry out kasher zama, we give you lashes. Over there, it's a lav without an action. So here, so through every other case, lav without an action. The Maisa, the Torah told it to me, even though it's not the rest, the Torah told me, ya halacha. Yeah. So what do you say? What's not so good?
No, the more itself, the base
proved over there.
Showed that Edom Zomim is an exception in itself.
Oh, that's the Gemara's Torah. Good, you've had to the Gemara. The Gemara says.
But not for the bed for a different reason.
Right.
Fine, but.
No, but the Gemara never, when the Gemara never told me Edom Zomim, what do you say? The Gemara said Edom Zomim is a different case.
The Gemara on that bet.
Yeah.
The end of daf bet, I'm an aleph, and at the beginning of daf bet, I'm a bet.
Right.
Right. Showing there are two kavah homers over there, that each one showed that zomim is an exception. That's it. Otherwise, you have to throw out all
the an exception is a different reason. It's an exception that you can't go against the whole rule of zomim. Because if they were with their kavah homers, they're trying to like knock out the whole halacha of edim zomim. She said, for that, you can't do that. I mean, what are we trying to do over there? We're trying to knock out the whole rule. We said, I'm getting a knock out the whole rule, Edom Zayim.
Yeah, but we're showing that the case of Zomim in itself is an exception.
No, but you can do this, you're pretty stronger, because on this point of whether it's a Lav She'en Bo Ma'ase, we said that normally a Lav She'en Bo Ma'ase you wouldn't get. But because Edom Zayim was an exception, so you would. So it took it out of that rule, specifically on that page, on the Beth and the Beth in the middle.
Where did we say Edom Zayim is an exception? Where did it say Edom Zayim is an exception? Yeah, but it didn't say exception. I mean, what you're saying from the Kalach Chomers, or there didn't that over there we're going against the whole thing of Edom Zomim. If you make our Kalach Chomers, we knocked out the whole concept of Edom Zomim.
Right.
We weren't saying this is special. You can't learn anything from here. We're putting it that in like solitary confinement. You can't learn anything. She's saying if you're gonna make your Kalach Chomers, the whole Edom Zomim is worthless. You're not gonna have the halacha. So we're not saying it's their own halacha. Once the halacha is put down, now it's put down. Now I can learn from it.
But it's in the case where we're trying to bring in Lotanya, we say you can't use Lotanya, it doesn't work. And therefore we're left with a specific learning that Edom Zomim comes from Ben Hikot, Ben Hikot.
Got a whole special passage.
From that passage, that's the only reason why we were able to learn.
Fine, well, Maisa, once we have the drush of Edom Zomim, even once it was said at the end of the family, you can learn to other places. That's how it always works. It's the same question you asked me before. Once I have a halacha, solid halacha, I could take it to anywhere unless you show me why they're different, which is what I was going to do. I could take any halacha. It's a matzah. One of the ways you learn is any halacha I want, if I'm the same halacha as you, the Torah says to me one time. I'm exactly your case finished. Right? The Torah doesn't say everything a million times. The Torah says if you eat one certain bug, you're chayiv. Now if I eat any bug, you're chayiv all those times. The Torah doesn't say everything every time. I mean, the Torah has to talk and go on forever. The Torah doesn't say every single scenario possible.
Right.
We'll give you one scenario. That's how all halacha works. Anything compared to that could be that halacha. But let's just try to finish this line. So again, we want to say.
I thought it was because it's a special case in Eidim Zohar. That was a special case in Eidim Zohar, and therefore you couldn't give the. So you have to give it, but you can't give it. It's true.
It's a special case in Imzai. But Lamaisa, the rule was put down. We put down a rule that you have a scenario where you did a lot without action, but you get malchus. Is that true or false?
When you put the rule down, not as a general rule, you put the rule down specifically, it shouldn't be, but this is different.
We can't apply it.
We couldn't learn it from anywhere else. We tried to learn a general rule that would apply. We couldn't find anything. Yeah, we had to learn specifically that this is different.
Fine, but
from that learning means that it is different. Therefore,
how do we say it's different over there? Why do we say it's different over there?
We couldn't learn it out from anywhere else. We tried Lotana, we tried everything else.
We tried to give you Malchus. Oh, it's fine, but then we found the source. At the end of the day, we found the source to give you Malchus.
For that case.
But still, but now I have
now
my.
Have
but
case.
I'm similar.
But now you have a case.
I'm going to go backwards and say
but now you have a case. Now you have a law that's. I understand what you're saying. Now you found the source. Even though the source was an exception, now you have a source, a set law that a lot of shame on Maisa gets wrong.
Good, that's what comes out.
Yeah, so any case in the world.
It's not because every case in the world is a lot of shame on Maisa. I can compare it to your special rule. Good. But if I find any case that's compared to you, that's identical to you, any lavshim, I could find. You write a special, but you, why were you special? You're a lavshim of mine. Any case I could compare to you, that I also guess the special rule. You're right. I agree with you. We found the special rule for Eidim Zayim. But if I've printed your criteria, the term that I mean only for that, you have to be exactly Eidim Zayim. That's part of making drushas. I'm not exactly like you, meaning every drush is like that. I'm not your story. I'm a different story, which has the same, let's say,
framework.
It's like a compare. You're right. I'm never going to be the same exact. My case is a little different. But like so you said, the same framework. I can learn it from you. That's how it works. So here we're saying, you have a case of Lav Shem Amaisa. I have another Lav Shem Amaisa. So I want to compare it to you. Good. You're right. The Gemara is going to answer they're a little different. The second you tell me they're a drop different, you can't compare them anymore. So why did they say? What's the Gemara answer? Mali Inim Zomim. What's the Inim Zomim? She can answer Yichad Asra. You're not the same framework as me. It's a very specific case over there, Eidim Zomim, and I see you're being very strict. Because Eidim Zomim don't need warnings. That's halacha by Eidim Zomim. Eidim Zomim have a special halacha, you don't need to be warned. Usually, you get punished in Bestin. The only way you can get punished for you are warned first. But Eidim Zomim is not halacha. Even if the Eidim Zomim were never warned, then you don't have to. They should have known already.
Rashi says a different reason.
Let's see Rashi. Rashi from here brings the Gemara Ksuva says a different reason. So we like Ksuvas lately. We're very involved in Ksuvas.
Yeah, fine.
Let's see Rashi. Which case was that? Where do we find it? Zomim get Malchus? Rashi says, Eidim Zomim and Lichen al Hiburin. Eidim Zomim get hit Malchus even for just speaking without an action. In the scenario of Be'edi ben Gusho ben Chalutza. In the case of Edim of ben Gusho ben Chalutza, that's where they get mocked.
There it's given the example, right?
Right, that's the example. Right, so you can't prove it though there. Why? Because Edim Zomim ain't Rechan Asra. The case of Edim Zomim is different. It's not just a classic case of law without Malchus. We see where there's a very strict scenario. We see even though there's no words, a crash of Ksubis, Amrina, time of the Elunai, we say a reason here. Nasri Bahu Emas. The Gemara said, what are you supposed to warn Edim Zomim? And it's not even our guys that they're sneaky guys. They're plotting against somebody, right? They go into their underground tunnel and they start planning, let's make this conspiracy against another guy, right? So how in the world are people supposed to give him a warning? In the case of guys, maybe Chal Shabbos, he's going to kill somebody. We see this in public, right? So we can warn them. They want to say the Torah can't possibly make you give Edom Zom and Hasra, because it's not possible. The whole case was this plotted scheme against another guy. So they were the Torah is not Machai. But we're still saying Lamaisa, it's strict. Avokosha are Aitrim Investin. All other Aitrim Investin, Shalmata, Shrikasra, any other things Investin in this world, Investin could only penalize you
case.
If you got warned. So
Shalmata.
Investin of this world. I mean, it's Investin Shalmaila, the upper Investin, the lower Investin. Shrikasra, you need Asra. So you can't just tell me, oh, it's the same thing. So again, we wanted to prove from Eidim Zayimin that the halacha is you should get Malchus even though you don't have Asra. We want to say you're wrong. That case is special. That case is unique. That we see as it's a unique case from the fact that it doesn't even need Asra because it's not possible. But still, it's unique. That with there, the Eidim Zayimin still get punished with that Maka. So therefore, you can't compare it to every other case of Allah to Imam Mahdi.
But you do have another case, like, what is it, with Irin Yidaka. Well, when a person is pushing on, no,
but
then there you don't need a...
But I say there's no other case. I say that case is special. That's one of the cases that's special. You don't have a Asra. I say it's the only case in the world. But I try to compare every Lav Shem HaMaisa to that case. You can't compare it to that case, it's special.
That's why death penalty is only. It doesn't have to be with... Why would you think he's been zoned? Well, you have to probably...
Oh, stop
it,
what?
You're saying you have to warn him. Why did you... All right, there we go. Remember your more style. More style.